How are you doing right now? How's your pocketbook? It's a question you've been hearing a lot recently with the election right around the corner. But politics aside, we're going to look back at the overall economy. We're taking a way back look since 2020. Joining us now to do this, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money is presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. So we were dealing with a pandemic, a short recession. So it's hard to kind of suss out how the economy's doing, if we're doing better than we were 4 or 5 years ago. Has the market bounced back?
Well, you know, the stock market is really one separate issue, but the economy definitely did bounce back. And I think that we always forget these sort of big picture items. So I know it all boils down to you, but just big picture, for sure, the U.S. economy is larger than it was before COVID, about 10% larger. And as you mentioned, you know, the recession that we saw during COVID, it was just 2 months. And we've only had, if you can believe this, 2 months of a recession since 2009. So it has been before COVID, sort of this nice gentle ride back up. Since COVID, we sort of just snapped back, and it's quite amazing. So I think that overall, you should take heart in the fact that, you know, notwithstanding the awful part of COVID, the economy weathered it pretty well.
Jill, inflation has taken a toll on a lot of people. How have wages been doing at keeping up with inflation?
You know, this is quite interesting because everybody thinks that when you get a wage increase, you've earned it, right? Like, we're all so much better at our jobs. Okay, we're all that way, except it has a lot to do with inflation. And in fact, remember when there was a worker shortage, companies had to pay up to get people to come to work. And if you look at where we are with wages, you look at, say, let's say the last year and a half, we've seen wages when they're adjusted for inflation, have moved in the right direction. But early in the pandemic, don't forget, we had people who had big piles of money. They were pandemic relief dollars that were sitting in the bank. Then once the economy opened up, there was this very weird period of time where people had the money, they spent money, but their earnings had not yet gotten ahead of the inflation rate. And so for some people, and I would say this has to do with sort of the middle to lower earners, those folks, they are still hurting from that initial period right after we had the reopening when you were spending money, but it wasn't because you were making more money, it was because you had money in the bank. So in all, for all workers, yeah, sure, wages are up. For many workers, you are still working on getting back ahead of the inflation rate with this last year and a half.
Jill, it feels like, though, emotionally, we kind of lag behind the maybe perhaps the reality of what's actually happening with the economy.
Yeah, this is so human nature. And so just as much as, like, you know, when you're thinking about investing, you say, oh, well, I'll just buy what did really well last year. That's one kind of cognitive bias. We have another cognitive bias. It's called anchoring. It means that we sort of anchor our emotions and how we feel today about what has just happened, anchored into the past. So think about this. You will say, oh, when I went to the grocery store 4 years ago, 5 years ago, things were so much cheaper. Of course they were. What you don't do in that moment when you're anchoring about prices is you don't say, but luckily my 401k is much bigger. My house has gone up in value. I've made more money. And so that anchoring certainly impacts our emotions. And I think that that's so important when you think about how are you doing. You say, I feel bad. Well, let's go down deeper a little bit. Should I feel bad? Have I gone through all my savings? Are other parts of my life good? And we don't ask that. You know, it's like the old story. In my family, we have a friend who has a little thing on his desk, and it says, we like good news, too.
That's Jill on Money and Psychology for us. This morning, CBS's Jill Schlesinger with us.